Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to go straight to the Lord in prayer. So much is going on, and we're at the end of the week. We've got to cover it all. We've got to cover it all. Well, there's no way we can cover it all in our short little hour, but let's go to the Lord in prayer, because He's the one who can cover it all, and has. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we do praise You for covering it all. For covering our sins with Your blood, for Your love, Your grace, and Your mercy upon us. Father, we need Your peace. We need Your wisdom. We need Your strength and Your courage to deal with the ugly that's going on here today in this nation and across the world. I guess it's nothing new. It's called sin. People doing what people want to do instead of following You, instead of living in Your righteousness. We have numerous problems, but the biggest problem is the death of mankind eternally if they do not know You. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank You for the many blessings that You have given us in this nation. You have blessed this nation over and over and over again. It's time for this nation to rise up and bless You. May Your remnant be the ones who awaken the others to the truth and knowledge of You, Father. May hearts be changed. May lives be saved. I believe, Father, it is for such a time as this that You have placed me here. I ask that You will equip me and bless me, as You already have. But bless CSC Talk Radio, Father. You know our needs, and they are many. And we lift it up to You for such a time as this, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, sometimes I'm a little naive, so I want you to forgive me. But this is what I'm titling today as we get started. Don't slap. Slap the monkey. There's a scene from a movie that I'm relating to. It's called Night of the Museum. Night at the Museum. In which the characters come to life at night. And the new night watchman has a little problem with the monkey. He's doing all kinds of mischievous things, and he provokes the night watchman into a fight every night. Well, they begin taking turns slapping one another, just slap, 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 slap. And then the character that came to life, that is Theodore Roosevelt, he comes up upon the scene. Of course, he's the man showing wisdom, and he tells the human, the night watchman, to stop it. What are you doing? At which time the watchman says to him, he started it. He keeps pushing me and pushing me and pushing me. And Theodore Roosevelt asks the question in the form of a statement, who's evolved? Who's evolved? If you get in an argument and a debate with a young child, a 2-year-old, a 3-year-old, a 4-year-old, a 10-year-old, you have to ask yourself, who's the adult? The haters of America, the left, the Dems, the rhinos, they continue to provoke we the people. They control you if they can incite you to riot. Ask yourself, who's truly in charge? Where is our wisdom? We must pick our battles, you know. To riot isn't a good strategical plan, but it's a defeatist situation. You see, because they're ready. They set you up. And you are acting in response. Reactionary is not a good strategic plan for victory. Unfortunately, There are many battles for us to choose these days. The O'Biden or Brandon administration, whichever way you want to call it, is like the bad monkey. The monkey that was wreaking havoc, causing chaos across that in the museum. But it's here in our nation, and honestly, it's in the world. What they are doing here in America is affecting the whole world. These actions are dangerous to humanity. There is death and destruction in the wake of every decision being made right now. Have you noticed that? And they are being made these decisions are being made unconstitutionally and without logic or truth. There is absolutely no science in their edicts. So be a patriot. Hang tough, but be wise. Don't allow them to provoke you into being a reactionary. Time always tells the truth. Our devotional this morning drove home that point. Politicians in D.C. have been lying to us. They've been lying to us all for decades. And it's time to recognize the lies and to push back, not riot. My quote of the week, I've been holding it all week. I thought I was going to use it one day and I wasn't able to, but it's by a young woman, she tweeted it out, who is the senior director in policy at the Conservative Partnership Institute. And if you remember, earlier this week, old Biden fell asleep at the climate change summit. You know, so exciting there. And her comment, it was this. Truly, who among us hasn't dozed off during lectures on climate science, especially the ones where the world has been ending every 10 years since 1970? The prophets in the biblical times, if they prophesied falsely, they were put to death. Just saying. These people are not, they have not earned your respect or your time to listen. Climate change is a hoax. Elaborate, they say. Well, it's been pretty sloppily done and pushed if you're paying attention. Because every time they tell you that world is going to end in 10 years and the polar bears are declining, all you got to do is do a little bit of research and you can prove everything they're saying is wrong. They've been making the same predictions, actually before 1970. We had global cooling. The earth was going to freeze if we didn't do something. We had a hole in the ozone. We had acid rain. We've had it all. We're quite the survivors, aren't we? And then the very same ones who are telling you that CO2 is going to kill you want you to mask your children so that they do nothing but breathe their own CO2 all day long, and mask yourselves. They want to force mandates on you for vaccines. You will not have a job. You will not be able to vote. They had a gentleman last night. They were forcing him to wear a mask if he was going to vote. They weren't going to let him vote. The state didn't have a voting mandate, but the school did, and the voting machines were in the school. We must pay attention. Don't let them provoke you. We got to pick our battles. Pick our battles. But we must, absolutely must battle, or we will lose it all. They want you to riot. They have control of you if you riot. Rudy gave me this. We're going to head into a break, and I'm going to give you this little quote. I think it's not a quote. I don't know what it is. But I just told my wife, it's a man speaking to his wife, I'm sorry we have to raise our children in these dystopian, say it for me.
Dystopian.
Okay, I said it right, dystopian times. And she recalled a quote she read just today. Never feel sorry for raising dragon slayers in a time where there are actual dragons. I'm not doing too well this morning. I don't think I've had enough coffee. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. When we come back, we'll have Daniel Turner with us. He's got a little burr under his saddle today, too. We'll be right back. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.
Subpar immune system throughout the world is probably the reason COVID-19 secured such a foothold on the population. Strong immune systems help prevent sickness. If you have a weak immune system, you might consider using Immuno-150. It was formulated to strengthen immune system. Immuno-150 contains 70 plant-derived minerals and 80 other nutrients. Go to your computer and visit Immuno150.com. That's Immuno150.com. If you don't have a computer, call 888-316-2224 for mailed information. Prepare to be surprised because Immuno-150 is effective and produces results. I urge you to try Immuno-150 if you want to improve your immune system. For more information, visit the website Immuno150.com or call 888-316-2224. 888-316-2224. 888-316-2224.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have Daniel Turner with us right now. Daniel, how are you doing today?
Good morning, Beth Ann, and happy Friday to you and your wonderful CSC listeners.
Well, thank you very much. Happy Friday to you. We're heading into that weekend, and I was telling my listeners there's been so much going on this week, but I guess it's every week anymore, and some of it's the same old story, but what's on your... I told him you had a burr under your saddle, so what's under your saddle today?
I do. You know, even though President Biden has returned from his little jaunt in Scotland, the conference is still ongoing because, of course, climate change cannot be solved in just 3 days. It needs weeks and weeks of stays at the Four Seasons and restaurants and cocktail parties. So the climate conference is still ongoing in Scotland. And a reporter did what Rush Limbaugh, may he rest in peace, used to call an accidental act of journalism. A reporter actually asked our Secretary of Energy what was going to happen with supplying America with more oil. How are we going to increase oil production? And Jennifer Granholm, the Secretary of Energy, burst into laughter and threw her head back, very reminiscent of Kamala Harris and Hillary Clinton, that sort of fake, let me laugh extra hard to show that this is not threatening, but really it's a chance for me to think of how I'm going to respond to this. And she threw her head back and cackled, and she said, oh, there's, if I only knew the magic solution. She said, oil is controlled by this cartel called OPEC, and it's completely out of our hands. There's really nothing we can do to solve the oil problem. And that was it. And that was the interview. And
yeah.
And I went from looking at that to being confused, to laughing, to being, throw my phone across the room, angry that this is the state of America.
When did America become hostage to OPEC?
Hmm.
Well, January.
Jimmy Carter.
But we were free. We were free. I don't care if you don't like Trump's tweets or you don't like his personality. He freed America. We were independent. We didn't have to ask OPEC for one drop of oil.
Yeah. There are many things foreigners dislike about America, and one of the things they genuinely dislike, but I think it's more envy, is Americans never have this sense that we are passive victims of some unseen forces of the world, and we just have to take it the way it is, and there's nothing we can do. We look at every situation, every moment, every crisis, and we say we are in charge because we're America. For the Secretary of Energy to look at what's happening with the world energy crisis and just throw her head back and laugh and say, well, there's nothing we can do. What's out of our control? I don't know what you expect me to do. It's such a capitulation. It is such a position of just degrading American greatness and reducing yourself to, you know, or some other country, and I don't mean any offense to those countries, but we're not, you know, we're not Peru, we're not Belgium, we're not Vietnam, we're America, right? There is no situation that we have to look at and say nothing we can do about it. Darn straight, there's something we can do. There is always something we can do, but not the Biden administration. You know, it was the same of him sitting there falling asleep at the conference. Just sitting in the room like he's listening to a PowerPoint. The American president sitting in some room listening to a lecture by climate children? Well, I'm not going to sit there as the president and have some moron from Scotland lecture me about the evils of... This is beneath me. This is beneath the role of the leader of the free world to sit there like, oh, I'm just one other participant in this conference. Like we're middle management. It's embarrassing, Beth Ann. It's embarrassing and sad.
You know, they showed a comparison of when Trump went to one of these meetings, and he didn't go to the climate change meeting, but he comes into this meeting, and there is no doubt that this man is the presence in the room.
Mm.
Biden, they had their big picture taken of everybody that was there. He's over on the very end, like he's ready to exit stage left. And,
yeah.
It's embarrassing.
It is.
And it's demeaning to this nation.
It is. And it's very demeaning. And it is Barack Obama's lead from behind. We are we're not among equals. We are not even first among equals. We are America. And we are the leader of the world. And proof of that is the fact of how many billions of dollars we give to the world every year, and something that, gosh, if I was ever president, would end instantaneously.
Absolutely.
We're going to stand there and pretend, well, we're no better than anyone else. Well, you know what? If we're writing checks to all these countries, $500 million to Pakistan, who's an enemy of ours, and we still give money to China. We still give money to China for humanitarian relief and for progress to... It's embarrassing the way they treat us, and then you want us to pretend, well, we're no better. We're the guilty ones. We're probably the ones at fault.
Yeah, if I was president, that would stop. I think you've got the right thing there, you know, especially if they say one bad word. Those countries yelling death to America, no more dollars. No more dollars for you.
No, and it's so frustrating that, you know, part of the work that Power the Future does is we do – you know, push issues, and we do, we don't necessarily lobby because we're only allowed to do that a small percentage for IRS reasons, but we do engage with elected officials, and we ask them all to vote no on Jennifer Granholm, and the reason why is because she is a governor from Michigan, and that is a noble and glorious thing, and it's a beautiful state, but it is not an energy state. She doesn't have a background in energy. She's an attorney who decided to become DA, who decided to run for governor and won. and the Secretary of Energy needs to know a darn thing about energy. But that is this administration. It is full of career politicians. So when Jennifer Granholm, as the Secretary of Energy, said, boy, I don't have a magic formula, of course you don't, because you are a politician, and politicians are liars and phonies and frauds and cheats. And so you don't know the answer because you're not an energy person. Why do you have this role? Why are you in charge of our energy department if you think we're just passive victims of the energy industry? Bethann, I want to throw my phone, but then I wouldn't be able to talk to you.
Yeah, don't throw your phone. Well, you know, we have to start realizing we're the ones who are supposed to be in charge. We're not the victims. We need to stop letting ourselves be the victims. Yeah, they lied to us, so what are we going to do about it? We're going to get them out of office. What happened in Virginia needs to spread like wildfire across this nation. And, I'm still at a loss as to, you know, his approval rating is down, you know, like 70-some percent do not approve of the president and the way he handles things. Who are these other 30%?
I know.
I mean, I know, where are they living? What is it they agree with? Do they agree with being dependent on oil? Do they agree with human trafficking? They agree with rapes in the bathroom? I mean, what is it they agree with?
That is the sad thing, is they say, well, you know, Glenn Youngkin won 51%. And you say, but boy, there are still 49%
who are ignorant.
Terry McAuliffe, we're in bad shape.
Which is like, yeah, that's what I'm thinking, you know. I think it's just nuts that anybody is still hanging with the Democrat Party.
No, and it is nuts for anyone who's been following what's happening in New Jersey.
Oh, my gosh.
Again, we have the most populous county, Bergen County, where 100% of the vote was counted, and it was 51-49 for the Republican. But then, surprise, surprise, they always seem to find ballots.
Ballots.
Ballots always
ballots
seem to
with
go
ballots.
In one direction.
Yeah, yep. Ballots with ballots. Yeah.
And so 100% was counted, but then, oh, we made a mistake. We found a few thousand more, 40,000 more ballots were counted, and surprise, surprise, it turned the tide, and then within hours, the AP calls the race and says, look, we can confirm the Democrat won. And you
well,
say, this is why Americans don't trust the elections anymore. They don't.
The new hero is Senator Durr.
Oh, yes, ma'am. God love us.
I don't know what he's going to do. He doesn't either. He admits it. You know?
No.
But... Yeah, you know, he spent $5,000 altogether, $153 out of his own pocket. Yeah, you know, GOP didn't help him.
Ruled by 100 Senator Durrs, I would have the entire Congress filled with Senator Durr types than the morons like Jennifer Granholm and all these other, from both sides of the aisle, all these people who are just career politicians with credentials and degrees and Harvard and Yale and YJD and blah, 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 and they don't know a darn thing about how the world works.
Well, he's my hero and you're my hero and the clock is dictating, so I've got to let you go. Have a great weekend. And everybody follow him on Twitter because he's amazing on Twitter. Daniel Turner of Power of the Future, my hero. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. God bless you. And we'll be right back. Talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
Hear ye, hear ye. Now is the time for all good Americans to come to the aid of their country. For the past several months, I've been sharing with you a newsletter, Voice of the Patriot. Like Thomas Paine's Common Sense, circulate and share these newsletters with freedom-loving Americans, friends, neighbors, family. Beginning with Voice of the Patriot newsletter number 6, start sharing with your elected officials. We must take steps to restore our republic. As nightfall does not come at once, neither does oppression. In both instances, there's a twilight where everything remains seemingly unchanged. And it is in such twilight that we must be aware of change in the air, however slight, lest we become unwitting victims of the darkness, tyranny. We're burning daylight, America. Tomorrow might be too late. Request your copy of Voice of the Patriot today. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-418-5778. 800-418-5778. 800-418-5778. That's 800-418-5778.
We have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have two articles here coming from the National Pulse. One came yesterday and one came this morning. Yesterday's, the title of it says, "At the U.S., as U.S. gas prices skyrocket, a Hunter Biden-linked Chinese oil firm is building its largest ever gas storage facility." Now think about that. A Chinese state-run oil and gas company linked to the son of the President of the United States, you know, Hunter Biden, and you know, the Sleepy Joe, hit record levels of natural gas production amidst the Biden White House assault on American energy independence. It's a lie when Jennifer Granholm tells you that we are at the mercy of OPEC. The truth is, American oil is being held hostage by the Democrat Party right now. We were energy independent. When you're independent, you can do anything you want. In fact, you can look into other avenues, which is what they say they want with the Green New Deal. But you don't turn everything over to that until you're ready. You don't throw all your clothes away before you buy new ones. Otherwise, you'll be naked a while. There is very sinister suspicions of what's going on between the Democrat Party and the Chinese, the Communist Party. But don't be fool to think it's only the Democrats. Today's coming from the National Pulse. Says Rhino Senator partners with Chinese communists less than a year after losing his reelection. Well, Beth, he's not reelected. Well, but you think it was any different when he was in there? This is from the former senator, it's not from him, it's about him, Cory Gardner. We all remember him, an establishment Republican and frequent critic of the MAGA agenda. Well, he's partnering with a premier Chinese Communist Party-linked influence group flagged by the United States government for its efforts to coerce American leaders to take action or adopt positions supportive of Beijing. Let's see. We've said before, do you connect the dots? We've got to file this, Rudy, because this is one of those Chinese connections. We know Dianne Feinstein had an office manager. Don't fool yourself. It was not a chauffeur, an office manager. We know that Swalwell slept with a Chinese spy. And we know that Biden and Hunter are in it thick with China. We're in trouble, America. We don't need to riot. We need to take charge. Rioting will only get you in trouble. So yesterday, Joe was awake long enough to halfway read his teleprompter and tell the rest of us that we will be mandated. Companies in the United States will be mandated. Their employees will be mandated. Your children will be mandated. The epic from the king has come down. King government says ye shall be vaccinated. Ye shall wear a mask or ye shall be excommunicated. Well, the parents are warning, and this is coming from the World Net Daily. They're warning a fierce reaction if COVID shots are imposed upon their children. They already figured out, but apparently they're not smart enough to figure it out, in Virginia, that you don't mess with the children, or the mama bears are going to get you. Mama bears can be quite fierce. Mama bears need to start running for school board. Mama bears need to take charge. Yes, go to these school board members. Go to these school board meetings and take charge. You're the ones in charge. You voted them into office. They're not better than you. They're there to represent you. And if they're not representing you, then they need to get their little tails out. With parents warning vaccine mandates for children will prompt a backlash of exponentially bigger than the one over the masks and the race, critical race theory. Republicans in Congress have introduced a bill, which I think is ridiculous. They're always introducing a bill to block the federal government from imposing such policies. I guess we have to take action. We have to put some more down on paper. But our Constitution tells them they cannot do this. No, it doesn't say in the first 10, thou shalt not mandate vaccines. What he is doing, meaning Biden, Obama, what they are doing is they are trying to remove states' rights. They're trying to remove your right, your independence to your health care, to your health decisions. And they're taking it on. And what they would really like is for you to get all mad and riot. There's probably some of them in there trying to coerce you into that. Well, here's another one. This came today. This is from American Greatness. Now, I saw it. Rudy asked me if I saw it this morning. I said, I saw it yesterday. And I said, I wasn't necessarily believing it because it was a source that I kind of have to figure them out sometimes. But here it is now with American Greatness, which I do trust. Now, you can take this for whatever you in whatever way you want to. But reports are coming in that hospitals, the ERs, are swamped with people reporting blood clots, heart problems, and tingling arms. Now, this is also happening in Australia and in other countries, but it is happening here in the U.S. It says, to be clear, COVID is not causing the hospital crisis in the Western Australia. This is coming from Berenson, and he wrote the Substack. The state has incredibly strict border restrictions, even by Australian standards, and almost no cases of COVID. But like the rest of Australia, it has very high vaccination rates. I think that's amazing, don't you? The emergency rooms are filled to overflowing all over America, it says, and nobody can seem to explain why this is happening. Right now, the number of new COVID cases in the United States each day is less than half of what it was just a couple of months ago. That is really good news. And many believe that this is a sign that the pandemic is fading. Even Bill Maher, the liberal, you know. Unexpectedly, though, as more Americans get vaccinated, emergency rooms across America are seeing an influx of patients with serious health issues. I don't know what you watch or if you watch anything, but Senator Johnson was before a panel of citizens who have horror stories about their vaccination. One woman said she was perfectly healthy and now she aches all over her body. One gentleman that I would put him, he's probably in our age group where he's considered the vulnerable. He took the vaccine. I would assume his wife did too. And he said, I feel like I've had a glass of poison. And he was hurting and he went to bed and he woke up paralyzed. Now, I don't know if he's still paralyzed. I didn't get to watch the entire hearing. And another gentleman weeping and crying because his 16-year-old son took the vaccination and died. Cardiac. He said, I thought I was doing the right thing. I trusted my government and they lied to me. Now, there's always horror stories about vaccinations. But this vaccine is new. It has not been tested. Of course, one of the doctors says, well, that's what we're doing now. That's why we're giving everybody the vaccine. Welcome, Guinea Pig America. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, Liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code Beth Ann and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work, I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm trying to remember. It was Charlie Reese's article that we wrote, that we didn't write, he wrote, talking about the 354, I think it was, versus the 330,000. And he was talking about we the people versus the D.C. occupiers. Unfortunately, we also have the state occupiers. Many of them are anything but constitutional. Governor DeSantis has promised that he will fight, and he's suing the Biden administration over these vaccine mandates. OSHA is rearing its ugly head, and they're going to use OSHA to do this mandate, and we're going to fight that. But this article, I want to share it with you, and I know, you know, sometimes it's difficult if you have to just listen to me read. I don't make noises like I did for my children when I read their books. I used to, you know, animate it a little bit. But this article topic, the title, did exactly what it was supposed to do. It caught my attention. Help wanted. Guillotine operators and technicians. It's written by Scotty Lively, and it's coming from the WorldNet Daily. He says the headline of this column is satire, but the topic is deadly serious. As a prolific consumer of anti-globalist media, I have been increasingly seeing what seems to be a campaign of incitement to insurrection and violence against the corruption class. It is our people who are being induced to join in that course, and I suspect the effort is being orchestrated by the Chinese Communist Party in cooperation with Obama's intelligence agencies. It gives us the same vibe as the Charlottesville, Whitmer, and January 6 entrapment operations, but on a much larger scale. Now, I'm going to stop right there, and I'm going to tell you, you need to go to, and I don't necessarily push Fox News. Go to Fox Nation, and there's three parts. It's called Patriot Purge, and it is a documentary covering January 6th. Tucker Carlson is the one leading it. You will find it very interesting and very telling and very scary. And he is referring to
Charlottesville had people implanted. Whitmer had FBI implanted, and they found out that January 6th was full of insiders inciting riots. Let me continue with his article. The short-term danger is that many otherwise level-headed constitutionalists will get caught up in this spirit and either resort to vigilantism or publicly echo the incitement to violence rhetoric or actions and be prosecuted for it or coerced into being government spies, entrapment facilitators under the threat of prosecution. If you are being lured into that trap, stop. This is where I got the idea of the Diet of the Museum. You got to stop and you got to think about what you're doing. Don't get in a fight with a two-year-old or a monkey. Stop and remember that the reality of justice under the Biden regime is use of the D.C. jails and worse. More importantly, realize that it is the Marxists themselves who want and thrive on social chaos, and that if you allow yourself to be emotionally baited into doing something stupid, you will become just another useful idiot in service to their agenda. Anger at the corruption class is certainly justified, and even calls for capital punishment for those responsible for the entire preventable massive death toll that related to the plandemic of the Great Reset. And he's talking about big pharma, big media, and big tech puppet masters behind it all, as well as their bought and paid for public officials. And should all fail in the effort to restore our republic, even civil war as an absolutely last resort would be better than slavery, he says. But there is a lot of open battleground between here and there, and most of the infrastructure of our civilization is still intact, albeit being misused by the left. That fact was proven Tuesday in the 2021 off-year election in which the Republicans, many of them conservatives, vastly outperformed what the leftist media expected. With Virginia being the jewel of the crown, the fears that we would see a repeat of 2020 election fraud in the 2021 races did not come to pass, or rather, the cheating was not sufficient to overcome the Republican leads. Hope was restored Tuesday night, he says, but inevitably the national mood will dampen as more Marxists outrages occur, and we'll soon be back to climate wherein many people are susceptible to vigilantism and violence is the answer. But that's rhetoric. And of course, we saw yesterday, I'm telling you this outside his note here, that they did push, came out with those mandates. And they're telling employees they'll get fined $1,400 for every employee that is not vaccinated. That is substantial. Small businesses can't handle it. He says, I've wanted to address this topic for some time now, but in the afterglow of the November 2nd elections, I think it will make a lot more sense to people. Last point. In every human contest, Satan works both sides of the street. He always works to bring chaos from order and to cause people to defile and degrade themselves. He knows human strengths and weaknesses and that there is a flip-flop to every emotional behavior coin, one that can be exploited under the right circumstances. A person's natural assertiveness can be pushed into to aggression. A reserved person can be pushed into passivity. It is only by staying centered on the narrow path of righteousness that can avoid going over the line to legalism, and on one side of license, on the other side is the license of the other. The solution is always to think biblically and to act ethically. The motto, he says, of my law firm when I was practicing years ago was Micah 6:8. He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to act justly, to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. We Christians in the MAGA movement must teach and model that balance of justice and mercy and humility. It is our job to ensure that the American counter-revolution against Marxism, tyranny, and globalism manipulations never degenerates into French-style reign of terror in which the headline of this message would be taken seriously. It is no joke that the Marxists want the result. Let's not give it to them. Don't riot. Act justly. I think he had good words of wisdom. Seems like I heard those before from the voice of the Patriot. We've got to stay vigilant, my friends, to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain. For companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation. Support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.